Good afternoon. It is 2:17 p.m. We are here today, August 4th, 2020, via Zoom meeting for the pre-hearing conference of OPAPA 20-006, Soto Home Sales and Leasing Incorporated versus the General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Clarice Zerokey. Will Appellant Soto Home please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Eric Soto Home and my wife, Denise Soto Home.
Thank you. Will Purchasing Agency, GSA, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Robert Kono, GSA.
I couldn't hear that, I'm sorry.
Robert Kono, GSA.
You're going to have to speak up, Robert.
Louder?
Yeah.
Robert Kono, GSA.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is it Matt? Frozen?
Mr. Wolf?
And this is Matthew Wolf from the AG's office representing GSA.
Thank you. Will interested party Monster Auto Corporation please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Charles McDonald on behalf of Monster Auto.
Thank you. We may proceed.
And it's just me.
Thank you very much. Before we start, I also note that there's a Charlie Reynolds online. And what is his position in this? Mr. Soto Home.
Charlie Reynolds is the representative of Triple J Motors, and they're our partner in law.
Will you be using an attorney?
Will Charlie Reynolds be your attorney, or will we be using an attorney?
Both of you. I mean, if you're going to, either one of you.
Well, I am an attorney. So, but I'm not practicing currently, but I can represent myself and my company. So I'm representing myself. Charlie's going to have to speak for himself.
Charlie, is Triple J going to have an attorney on record making an appearance?
He's not on mute.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah. Oh, he muted. Okay.
Mr. Soto Home, did you say that you are an attorney?
Yes, I am an attorney licensed in the state of Hawaii, not in the territory of Guam. My license is on inactive status because I'm not a practicing attorney right now, but I can legally represent myself, and that's what I'm doing in my company.
All right. Well, then I would suggest that you go to the OPA website, opa.guam.org, and we have the rules of procedure in the website.
Should I do that right now?
Well,
I'll forward you the link after the hearing.
Okay.
And just understand what the procedure is, because we're going to move forward, since now I know you are an attorney. We'll find out whether Triple J will enter an appearance with their attorney. But you've missed the reason why I suggested you go to the website and get the procedure is because we lay out the whole plan of how this moves forward. And the agency filed its report on July the 17th. Your comments, the appellant's comments to the agency report was due on the 17th.
July 27th, sorry.
I mean, July 27th. But the appellant to date has not filed anything, any comments.
Well, I didn't see the need to file them because I filed the complaint originally, and I thought I put everything in the complaint that was pertinent. So I didn't see why I needed to file another complaint. I didn't understand that. I'm sorry.
All right, that's why I'm referring you to the rules of procedure, which you shall follow. All right. The agency comments to yours. I'll give you an opportunity to do that now, all right? Just so it's listed and it's on there, and you can refer back whatever it is. You can copy and paste all you want and make reference to it. By August the 10th, there'll be comments to the agency report by Mr. Soderholm. By the August 17th, a rebuttal to the comments will be due from the agency. On August 24th will be the motion deadline. If you're planning on filing any motions in this action, please have them filed by August the 24th. If any motions are filed, any opposition to the motions will be due by August the 31st. Reply to the opposition of any motions will be due on September the 6th.
September
the 8th. And tentatively, we'll schedule a motion hearing for September 9th at 10 a.m. By September the 14th, I'll expect all the parties to have filed all their hearing material, exhibits, witness lists, admissions, findings of fact, issues. Everything has to be filed by September the 14th. I want all hearing briefs due on September the 18th. And we'll schedule the formal hearing for September the 21st at 10 a.m. I'll send out an order with all of these dates so that no one claims that they missed a date, all right? So it's clear.
Sorry, when was the opposition
to what?
Opposition to motion?
Are due by the 31st.
31st.
We'll send out an order with all the dates. You'll have it by the end of the day.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
So, yes. Mr. Kono, do you have something?
No, I just agreed with your statement.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So, that's our path forward. We are adjourned.
We are off the record at 2:26 p.m. Thank you.